Proclamation number 4479 of 6th of November, 1948. Doubts about truth of announcements. Natural disaster. You should not trouble yourselves with doubts, and that is why I answer every question you ponder in your heart and which makes you uneasy. Why can't you believe that the time you live on earth is only short? Why don't you want to take my announcement literally and seriously prepare yourselves for a quick end? Why does the non-occurrence of my predictions seem more probable to you? Why don't you just believe my word and wait for the things to come? As I tell you, so it is and so it will come, and you'll all be surprised at the sudden turn you do not expect because it will come sooner than you think. Whom I choose to be bearers of truth, whom I have assigned such a task to receive my word directly and to write it down for fellow human beings, him I will protect for the sake of truth from an influence which is opposed to my working. He is in my service and I will never allow my adversary to use him to place error next to truth. Nor do I want my servants to see things unclearly themselves, that they are weak in faith and doubt where they should spread the truth with conviction. And therefore I speak to them again and again and point them to the coming time which will bring them the evidence that my word is purest truth. The fact that a short time will pass should by no means make you insecure in your speeches. You can represent every word which has been received through you from above, and you need never fear to have interwoven your own spiritual knowledge which contradicts the truth, for you are in my service. The fact that I have accepted you as my servants is proven to you by the transmission of my word. But anyone who is once my servant only carries out his master's will, and his will is completely subordinate to mine. Therefore he will only do what I want him to do and especially enjoy my protection in the spiritual work which is meant for the spreading of pure truth. He will only receive and assimilate truth, and he truly need not fear any erroneous addition. I repeat again that you are about to experience the greatest upheaval that has taken place on this earth. Whoever survives it will be able to speak of a miracle, but many of those who have knowledge of it through you, my servants and prophets of the last days, will survive my intervention because they shall serve as witnesses that I have made myself known beforehand and thus my plan from eternity is evident from it. And this is why I delay so long, so that many people will still be given the opportunity to take notice of my rule and activity and of my revelation through the elements of nature. But the time will soon be over. Then there will be no more day of delay. You would be frightened if you knew how near the event is that I am announcing again and again. You should not doubt when I myself announce this to you. You should believe without hesitation. You should know that it is I myself who speaks to you and that I convey nothing but purest truth to you and truly protect you from enforcing the truth with error. Let your faith grow stronger so that you can stand up for my word with complete conviction, which is conveyed to you from above, because it is my will that you should have knowledge of it in order to prepare yourselves and appeal to me for strength, which you will truly need when the day has come which will prove the truth of my word to you. Amen.